Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am truly glad to have you on this journey with us. So many of you faithfully listen. You write me. I read my emails at chuckbentley@crown.org, and the overwhelming majority are encouraging. In fact, I just got a forward from somebody out there who must listen to this program, because the question was on this blog that I've never seen in my life, what radio evangelist do you want to run for president? And one of our listeners nominated me. How about that? I was actually very flattered by that. And I tell you what I would rather do. I'd rather not be the president. I would rather influence you to influence the direction of this country. And today I want to talk about helping you. That's why God gave me this role and responsibility. I want to help you with 5 ways to manage financial stress. Are you discouraged? Are you worried? Are you stressed out? Maybe even you're beyond that and you're paralyzed with fear. I read a survey recently that about 70% of the American population right now would answer yes to one of those questions when it comes to their finances. Discouraged, worried, stressed out, paralyzed with fear. Well, today I want to speak to you. And if you're in that 70% that would answer yes, stay tuned. And if you're in that 30% that would say, no, not me, I've got my act together, I want you to continue to listen. Because you may be the person that God wants to move off the sidelines and start serving those around you who are hurting, who are stressed, who are living in quiet desperation. And let me tell you why I'm so motivated by this. I just recently accepted a personal phone call from an elderly single lady who was about to appear before a judge with no legal representation and making an appeal to that judge to save her home from foreclosure. And you know what she wanted me to do? She wanted me to pray for her, that her fear would subside and she would be able to articulate her case before this judge with humility and clarity of thought. That's all she wanted from me. She wanted to manage her stress by casting her cares upon the Lord. And I gave her some of the counsel that I'm about to give you in this program today. So today's program, 5 ways to manage financial stress. I want you to stay tuned. I think it's going to be helpful for you or those that God is calling you to serve right now. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Want to use your home computer to help you manage your money God's way? Well, all you need is Crown Money Map Financial Software from Crown Financial Ministries. With Crown Money Map Financial Software, you can create a realistic spending plan and use a virtual envelope system to follow daily. And since it's based on the Crown Money Map, the software will help you build up your emergency fund, pay off debts, create balanced budgets, manage investments, and complete other steps that'll move you forward on your financial journey. Crown Money Map Financial Software is loaded with features to make living on a spending plan easy and secure, including the ability to import transactions from your bank so you don't have to enter them individually. Crown Money Map Financial Software is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. For specific system requirements or for a free trial version, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976 for more information. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. So glad to have you joining us today. I really appreciate you, and I hope and pray that this message lands in an area of your heart where you may be hurting. Today's message is 5 ways to manage your financial stress. Here's number 1, be humble. You know, it's so interesting to me to observe that financial loss often reveals our pride more than financial gain. I actually think we learn more about what's really in our hearts when we're suffering. And oftentimes, we get so angry when we experience financial stress, financial loss, financial pain, because we don't want it. and we feel as if we shouldn't have it. And sometimes we're just angry at ourselves, but many times we're angry because we don't want to suffer. I've heard other people say that, you know, you should be angry with those who call to collect your debt and maybe even mistreat them. I don't believe that at all. I think this is a time to be extremely humble. If you're going through financial difficulties, treat other people, even those people who are trying to collect your debt, with love and kindness. You know, when I answer the phone and it's a telemarketing person on the other end of the line, I have learned to think of that person as if it's a member of my own family who is working that job in order to make a living. How would I want to treat them? I wouldn't want to be rude to them and hang up or play games on them. That's another human being trying their best to make a living. Be polite. Be humble. Even with those people who are calling you to collect money, you may be amazed at how God will use that testimony. And here's why I think that this financial pain is a blessing that God could be using in your own life to teach you some things that He wants you to learn about humility. Psalm 51:17 says, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." Do you realize that God uses everything in our lives? Nothing is wasted. It's not just the good things that have happened to you that He uses. He redeems all of the mistakes, all of your failures. And all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So don't be prideful that you should not be experiencing pain or loss or financial stress. Be humble about it. Listen to this verse from Isaiah 57:15. "For this is what the High and Lofty One says, He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite." Your humbleness in the midst of this financial stress makes you a candidate to be revived by God Himself. And listen to this promise from Isaiah 66:2. "Has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being, declares the Lord? Listen, this is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." The Lord said He esteems those who are brokenhearted and are humble and are looking to Him. Do you realize God's love for you is totally unconditional? He doesn't love you any less because you've made financial mistakes, or you can't balance your checkbook, or you're behind on your bills. And He will not love you any more just because those bills are paid. Now, in my own life, I've asked myself so many times, you know, why did God call me to follow in the footsteps of two giants of the faith like Larry Burkett and Howard Dayton? And you know what my answer is? My sincere answer is this: because of the foolish mistakes and the pain that I brought on myself in the past in regard to bad management of money, God allowed me to understand what it's like to have financial pain and to be humbled by that, and to deeply care about what I'm speaking to you about right now, to genuinely know that the calling on my life is because people hurt over these issues, and I've been there, and I want to help you get through it. And I can also relate to those who are on the other side of this issue now. I've experienced victory and freedom and joy and peace and contentment and abundance by managing it God's way. So that stress should be received in a humble heart, a broken heart. That's the first step to managing your financial problems. Here's the second step. Change what you're doing. Stress is an indicator that change is necessary. It's the red light on your emotional dashboard. You know, there are some lights that are green and make you feel good and you move forward. There's other dashboard lights that are red, and God is saying, stop. Reevaluate. That light is not to condemn you, but it's simply to say, time to do something. Imagine you're driving the car and the red light starts flashing. You don't get angry at the car. You don't get out and curse the car. You don't get out and say, why did you run out of water? Or why did you run out of oil? Or how did I let that happen? The red light is simply to say, I'm not condemning you. Pay attention. Stop the car and put water in the radiator or oil in the engine. God uses that stress to convict us, to say something is wrong. Now let's fix it. Don't ignore it. If you feel bad because you've mishandled money, repent. That means to change your mind, change your actions, change your behavior. It means not just to say it, but to apply it and go a new direction. Stop doing what was bad, but also the other half of that is to start doing what is good. So the first step is to approach this pain with humility. God, you're trying to speak to me. As C.S. Lewis says, he whispers to us in our victories, but he shouts to us in our pain. So if God is shouting to you, receive it with humility and recognize you're a candidate to be revived because of a broken and contrite heart, a humble spirit, and God wants to meet you at that point of humility. And secondly, he's using that pain to encourage you to change what you're doing, to go a new direction. Well, when we come back, I'm going to continue with three more ways to manage your financial stress. I'm Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area. Or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Thank you for joining us today. Today I'm talking about five ways to manage your financial stress. And I started out by asking, are you discouraged about your finances? Are you worried? Are you stressed out? Or maybe you're all the way to the far side of this continuum that you're absolutely paralyzed and overwhelmed. You're fearful and you're stuck and you can't seem to get out of a rut. Well, I want to give you five ways to manage through this financial stress. And the first one is to be humble. Don't get prideful. Don't get angry. Don't get ashamed. Don't get embarrassed. Just say, Lord, I've messed up, and I want you to meet me at my point of need. I shared with you that the Lord esteems those who are humble and contrite in spirit. Be humble before the Lord. And secondly, change what you are currently doing. That red light on your emotional dashboard, that stress and worry and fear, is the Lord saying, let's do it differently. Do not ignore this pain. It's your opportunity to change directions. Here's step number three. Get into community. Recognize that you're not alone. Many people make these mistakes. Thousands and thousands and thousands of others are going through this same problem right now. As I said, 70% of all the people in this country would answer yes to one of those questions about their finances. People are all around us. And somebody out there is slightly ahead of you. They're doing a little bit better. And when you start to live in community and you're humble and you're willing to change, then they're going to share with you thoughts and ideas and encouragement to get better. Then you're going to find out that others are behind you, and you're actually going to be encouraged that you're not as bad off as you may think you are right now. And so there's a no-lose situation when you get into community in a humble environment, in an environment where other Christians gather to pray with you and to keep you from getting isolated. Because you know what happens when you get isolated? The enemy simply attacks and attacks and attacks. You know, I've been to Africa many times, and in Africa, animals travel in packs, and they can walk all the way across the entire continent in safety, no matter which pack it is, if they stay together. But you watch when one of them breaks out of the pack, or they wander off, or they just get slow and start to straggle, and they fall behind. Those are the ones that become the easy targets. Those are the ones that the people that make movies about the animals eating one another in Africa, they watch for those stragglers. And that's exactly how the enemy will attack you. So if you're not reconciled to the people in your life who are important to you, start with your family. Be reconciled in your family relationships. That's your best, strongest place for true community. If you're not plugged in at your church, go back to church. Get plugged in. Start serving other people. Start showing up at those meetings. Humble yourself and say, I need to get back. Meet with your pastor. Pray with your small group leader. Pray with those who teach your classes. Meet with a money map coach. We have trained people online right now who will meet you on the web at crown.org, or they'll set an appointment with you so that you're not isolated and you've got somebody going through this with you. Host a group yourself. Host a luncheon. Call it a prayer and share. Meet offsite if your job doesn't allow that. Join an online forum. Post your prayer request with other ministries. But don't go it alone. And don't internalize this stress and think that you have no support out there. Here's number four, persevere. God has a better plan for you. When you take these steps and you really want to get help, don't give up. You know, when we insist on doing it our way, and especially in isolation, it's not going to turn out well. But when you follow God's principles, and when you experience His reality, and you start to taste victory and have peace, and you sense that contentment that comes from realizing you're coming out of slavery, you don't want to quit. You don't want to turn back. And your confidence will grow in Christ, and your perseverance will grow. Your sense of, I can make this because God has given me strength, will begin to develop, and you will experience the promises of Romans chapter 5. And let me read it to you. Starting in verse 1, therefore, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we've gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. He did not pour out that worry into your heart. He said when you persevere through your suffering, you will grow stronger. Perseverance actually produces a deep sense of spiritual strength. And that character is what gives you hope. So you're never defeated, no matter how great your stress may be. And that's how God will use this circumstance to work together for your good through perseverance. But you can't give up. You can't get angry with God. You can't get isolated from God. You can't get mad because your circumstances seem worse than somebody else's circumstances. You have to say, Lord, I'm being tested. I'm going to be strong because you're going to give me the strength to do it. And as you hang in there, then you will have hope and worry will start to melt off your back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to begin your journey to financial freedom? Let Crown co-founder Howard Dayton be your personal tour guide using the brand new Your Money Map video guide. It's based on the popular Crown Money Map, which is the practical, biblically based resource putting over 300,000 people on their journey. This new video guide was created to give you step-by-step guidance and encouragement. This six-part video guide is perfect for individual or group study, and no facilitator training is required. Simply watch it while following along with Howard's book, Your Money Map, and you're ready to start. Take the next step towards true financial freedom by going online to crown.org or calling 1-800-722-1976 for the Your Money Map video guide. Again, that's 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. As we wrap up today, I want to go over the five ways to manage your financial stress. I'm going to give you the last one. The first one is to be humble. Don't be prideful about your problems. Don't sing, woe is me. You're in a problem. Let's face it with humility and turn to God for His help, and He will meet you there. Number two, change what you are doing. Change your behavior. Repentance means going a new direction. Number three, get in community. Don't withdraw. Step into areas where people can help you and be encouragers to you. And right now, Money Map coaches are standing by, ready to help you. Number four, persevere. Nothing great is going to be accomplished if you give up. Grow from Romans chapter 5. That's where hope comes from. That's where worry goes away. And here's number five. Recognize that God has His own economy, and His Word was not designed to give you success in man's economy. God's Word is to equip you to be successful living in His economy. Man's economy will deceive you and get you to place your security, your identity, and your hope in it. But it will always disappoint you. God's Word is to help you be successful living in His economy. And when we follow His principles, we experience His peace and the security that comes from doing it His way. Let me ask you a question. Did Daniel live in man's economy or God's economy? You know how he resisted bowing down to the golden image? He said no because he wasn't going to give in to the pressures of man's economy. Do you think he had pressure to eat the king's food in man's economy? He said no. He was going to follow his faithfulness and his devotion to God's economy and eat the food that God had told him, that God said was best for him. And what pressure and stress do you think he felt when he was told to stop praying? Did he stop praying because of the pressure from man's economy? No, he didn't. He endured and persevered because he was trusting God, who had his own economy. And in every one of those examples, God proved his faithfulness, and it all worked out. Well, Easter is just around the corner, and we'd like you to have something that you can use to share the message of Easter with someone else. It's Lifted Up, one of the most powerful short films in the God Provides film series. Now, this Lifted Up DVD and companion study guide is our thank you for a gift of any amount to Crown this month. You can receive Lifted Up and its study guide by going to crown.org, scrolling down, and clicking on the Lifted Up banner. Or you can call us at 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976, and I hope to hear from you. I'm Chuck Bentley. You've been listening to Money Life. We'll see you again next time.